Let's turn also to the book of Genesis. Just briefly, we just heard the example of Enoch. I just would like to refer to this in Genesis 5. Genesis 5, verse 21. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. And in chapter 6, verse 9, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Just a few brief thoughts to link this idea of living before the Lord with what we have had regarding the subject of faith. Enoch walked with God, Noah walked with God, and we have them recorded as we consider this morning in this chapter of faith in Hebrews 11. And we can say a couple of things first about their families. I'll just be very brief and leave it to your thought. In their families, their faith was displayed. Enoch began walking with God. As it says, it implies, after he begot Methuselah, he walked with God. And he named Methuselah this name, which means when he passes, it will come. And it was in the year of Methuselah's death. You can trace out the years and the genealogies in which the flood came in the time of Noah. And Methuselah was the longest lived of every human being. It shows the extent of God's grace. He will wait as long as he can, we might say. It's in the lifetime of the longest living man while God is withholding judgment. But then the judgment comes. But Enoch displayed faith in his family. Noah displayed faith in his family. If you would look at the ages of his sons, one of his sons was 100 years old. We get to it later, I think maybe in chapter 9. 100 years old, 2 years after the flood. And it seems that God told Noah about the coming judgment when Noah was 500 years old, verse 32. God did not strive with man for these 120 years, but it seems that for 20 years he was looking, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And then at the age of 500 in Noah's life, God told him about the coming flood, build an ark. And so he was 100 years building the ark. But you know what he did after he heard that judgment was coming? He had children. Because there was still a way for him to be faithful in his family in the time of darkness, in the time of coming judgment, one more for the Lord. There was I forget which brother of old times it was, but that's the story, that every time he had another son, and he had many, he would say, one more for the Lord. But when Enoch walked with God, he was taken out of the world. When Noah walked with God, he was sustained to go through the judgment. I know there are other typical teachings that are also very helpful, but just to consider this. Sometimes as we walk before the Lord, walk with God in the life of faith, sometimes he takes us out before the judgment is upon us or upon the world. He takes us away from what is going to be endured by others. But sometimes we go through it. It was a long time that Noah was in the ark. We say, yeah, well, he was in the ark, and we just kind of pass over and we say how it was. Can you imagine? The fountains of the deep are broken up. The ark was a very stable vessel. It's not that the ark was toppling over. It was designed according to the same specifications and ratios that the U.S. Navy designs today. It's a beautiful subject to consider the ark. It was very stable, but it was not an easy year that they spent in the ark. But God takes them through. Chapter 8, verse 1, God remembered Noah. And it doesn't mean that God said, oh, I almost forgot Noah, he's over there. It means that God continually was thinking of Noah while the judgment was upon the earth. God knew precisely where in geography. He didn't need a GPS coordinate to find the ark. On this little, on that great and vast flooded globe, there was an ark. And in it contained all the hope of humanity. And God remembered Noah. And if we walk with God, he may sometimes take us out of the trial. He may sometimes allow us to go through the trial. But God does not forget us. He remembered Noah. He provides the way to go through the trial. And if we walk with God and bring to bear the faith that God has implanted in our hearts as we walk, bring it to bear in our family lives, in our personal lives, God is honored. Enoch walked with God and God took him. Noah walked with God and God remembered him. The Lord will help us. Tomorrow, tonight, we will have a chance to do things the same old ordinary way based on our typical, usual reactions to things. Or we can say, well, God said I should do it this way. I should settle conflicts this way. I should train my family that way. I should handle my finances this way. That's walking with God. That's living by faith. And God is honored.